The Colcliffs on RNIB Connect Radio.
In your breath. They're good for another 3 hours yet, them two.
Well, they said they wanted to be up early.
Aye, that were afore they went out on the Razzle.
Did you hear what time they come in? It were well after one. Heaven knows where they'd been till that time.
Stop worrying your head about them. It wouldn't do no good.
Just like old times, eh?
Aye. Them leading the life of Riley and you worrying your sense sick. It can't go on, Reenie. They're old enough to take care of themselves.
I know. It's just... Well, now they're home again. Well, you're falling the same habits as when they were kids. Wanting them in bed early and up for work in good time. Must be getting your snapping ready, brought it on.
Oh, tar for doing that.
I still can't believe you're really going. Not work with that Jed Cartledge. I mean, Ray, you've no respect for him at all. How can you do it?
He's a nice enough fella. I get on with him, Ray, as a bloke. It's only the standard of his work I can't respect.
But if you're working with
Look,
him...
Look, as I've explained, Duck, if I'm working with him, it gives me a chance to check over what he's done.
Oh, I wish I believed that were your real reason for taking this job on.
Ray, perhaps it weren't at first. I was just anxious to get started again. But once I've thought it over, well, it'll be far safer if I'm keeping an eye on him than it would have been leaving him on his own.
It'd have been far safer letting me go to Critchlow and tell him what I thought.
Luke, Critchlow wouldn't have took no notice. They're only having these repairs done so they're going to get summonsed, and they've only picked Jed Cartledge because he's the cheapest there is. Now, you say to Critchlow who's going to alter that.
Perhaps you're right. Anyway, there's your snapping and I'll see you there later. Come to think of it, I could have brought it with me.
Aye, we could have had a family picnic.
Ah, Cheryl will be surprised to see you. I haven't said anything to her yet. She's enough on her mind with Neville without listening to my worries.
Anna got no worries. I tell thee it'll be all right. This is best road. Deal with it.
Right, I'm just about ready for off, Nev.
Do you have a go?
I don't like leaving you on your own.
I'm not much entertainment, I can see that.
You know, it's nothing to do with that. I've got to go work. If I don't go, I shall get me cards.
You don't want me stuck at home, a miserable so-and-so like me.
Look, if you were singing and dancing and balancing a teapot on your head, I shall still have to go. We need the money, and that's top and bottom of it.
It's these tablets. They're making me all tired.
They're making you better.
No. No. I think I should stop tacking them.
Neville Binns, don't you dare. Doctor gave you them pills for a purpose, and you'll keep on taking them till he tells you stop.
I don't like the effect they're having on me. I've got no energy.
Oh, look, love, you've been doing too much these last few months, dashing about looking after Tom, Dick and Harry. Now it's time you look after yourself, and them pills are making you rest.
I don't feel like tacking anymore.
Oh, don't be daft, Nev. Carry on with them, for me.
You can be late for work.
Oh.
If you're that keen on going.
Crikey, yes I am. Oh, and I've got to take little Nevy round toddlers group yet. Now remember, Wendy's picking him up, so you have nothing to worry about. Just sit there and rest.
Oh, I'm totally useless. Oh. Well, that's what you think, innit? I can't even be trusted fetch me own kid home. I'm good for nothing.
It's just this week, Nev. I wish I hadn't got to leave you on your own. I really do.
Oh, anybody would think I were really ill the way you go on.
I'll be back as soon as I can. Oh, look after yourself, love, and don't do anything daft.
Piece of cake, this job, checking control gear. Should have it finished in no time.
Yeah, I don't know about that, Jed. There's bound to be some rewiring, and some of it could be a bit tricky.
That's your trouble, Ray. Too particular. Always go by the book.
I don't take shortcuts, if that's what you mean.
Well, there's nothing wrong with shortcuts if they work.
If they work?
No point going all round the houses to get next door. You'll soon find that out working for yourself. Not like working for a nationalised industry. Cushy job you had there. Take all day over summit if you want to.
We took as long as were necessary. Made sure it was safe.
Now, when you're on your own, time's money. You can't take all day.
Aye, but you still gotta do a proper job.
Yeah, these firms, see, they want it all done on the cheap. If you put a quote in for what it would really cost, doing it like you say, a proper job, you never land a single contract. Somebody else would get in first every time. You've got to be competitive. That's the name of the game.
Aye, but even so...
Look, I'm off now. You know what's got to be done, checking overloads. I'll see you later.
Hey, you're never leaving me on me own already.
Well, I've got this other job, see? This woman. She was insistent I start this morning.
Aye, but what about getting finished here?
All this other, it's not a big job. I've been there before. More a question of timing. While her husband's out. She wants a few more points putting in. Know what I mean?
I don't know where you find them.
Charm, Squire. All a question of charm. I'll go and make a start, show willing, and then I'll be back here.
You take the biscuit, Jed, you do, and no mistake.
Oh, and if Critchlow comes snooping round wondering where I am, tell him I've gone to buy some extra materials.
Hello there, Nev. You're my first customer. You want a queuing up outside, were you?
Pint of bitter.
Ooh, that's fighting talk this time of day. Gone off, Shandy, have you?
That's my business.
Oh, sorry I spoke. Pint of bitter coming up.
Let's look at all this room.
What? What'd you say?
I say all this room. All this empty room.
Oh, turn of days yet. Only just opened. Give it an hour or two, you want to know it.
And you got a room upstairs.
Yeah, a function room.
And a flat.
Yeah, it's a fair-sized pub, one way and another.
Oh, waste.
Here's your pint. It'll be £1.30.
Pull us another one of the same, mate, quick as you can. Oh,
thirsty work, is it?
Like, say that again.
I never thought as rewiring were that strenuous.
Depends on whose rewiring it is.
Oh, like that, is it?
Oh, some women can't get enough. Drain you dry.
Ah, well, I wouldn't have known.
Ah, come off it, you're not that old.
Well, I will admit, I've had me moments. Here you go.
Ah, oh, thanks, mate. Oh, saved me life. Take it out of that, have one for yourself.
Oh, don't mind if I do. Oh, and by the way, Nev, that pint of yours, don't forget pay me, will you?
All this room and only you in it.
Oh, back on that, are
we? I bet you could fit a whole family in that flat.
Aye, if I had one. Chance would be a fine thing. If you see a likely lady going spare...
An homeless family. I don't know how you can sleep at night with all this room, knowing there's some folks shivering in cardboard boxes.
If you ask me, them in cardboard boxes are only themselves to blame. Layabouts, chiefly. Wouldn't have a job if you paid them. Hey, wouldn't have a job if you paid them.
There's not always jobs to be had.
Nah, God, don't come that with me, mate. There's always jobs if you look. Find a gap in the market and go for it. That's what I did. Now I've got my own business.
I tell you, there's not always jobs to be had.
Look, to be fair, Jed, there's some trades where you can do what you did and some where you can't.
Nah, you'll not convince me. Now, gentlemen, I've got no time to be hanging about arguing the toss. I've got a job waiting.
You deserve throttling, you do.
Oh, now, steady on, Nev. Nev, come back here.
Oh, I cleared off double quick. Fast red car.
Not worth bothering with. I know a bit about that bloke, and he's a fly-by-night. All mouth. You don't want to take any notes of what he says. You don't believe half on it himself.
He deserves throttling.
Ah, maybe he does, but not be you. Now, come and sit down again.
People think it'll never happen to them.
Aye, they do, they do.
They think redundancy will never happen to them.
Aye, that's right.
And repossession. Aye. And homelessness.
Yeah.
Well, you agree with me?
Well, aye, of course I do.
Well, so what are you doing about it?
Me, personally?
You, personally. What are you doing about it?
Well, there's not a lot I can do. I mean, it's more a thing for government, is that?
Aye, but you're sitting there with all these rooms.
They're not mine, though. I mean, they belong to Brewery.
You could fit a family in that function room.
Oh, now, talk sense, Nev.
You say you agree, but it's just gab.
Oh, come on, Nev. I'll do me bit. I always have a box on the bar collecting for some charity or other.
But what are you doing for the homeless?
Look, Nev, pot calling kettle. What have you ever done except encourage that battered wife to go squatting and break the law? Except it's not just wives that end up battered, is it?
Oh, stuff your miserable drink.
Hey, you hadn't paid for that. Oh, nay, best let him go. He's going around twist his nerve, if you ask me.
Hey, what's a pretty girl like you doing in a hellhole like Brindley Potts?
Same as a pretty boy like you, I expect. Earning a living.
Yeah, but I'm only here temporary.
Thank God for small mercies.
Now, you look to me like a woman who's cut out for something better than a pot bank.
Oh, aye. What do you have in mind?
Do you really want to know?
Surprise me.
You come back to my place tonight and I'll give you something you've not had before.
You must be talking about leprosy.
Oh, sharp, sharp.
And now, if you don't mind, let me past. I'm on my way somewhere.
There's nowhere better than where you are, darling.
Don't you, darling, be... Hey, Anne, keep your hands to yourself.
Oh, sorry, just being friendly.
Just trying it on. Well, it won't wash with me, Danny boy. I've heard it all before.
I'll bet you have. Stunner like you must have had the blokes queuing up since you were so high.
I've had my share.
So have I, but I've never seen a woman to compare with you. You're beautiful, do you know that? I saw you right from the other end of that corridor.
Not wrong with your eyesight, then.
Not wrong with any working part of me, sweetheart. I could give you a good time.
Are you wasting your breath? I'm otherwise engaged. I've got a bloke on a permanent basis, and a nipper, for that matter.
Well, what sort of bloke lets you come out to a dump like this as slave labour, eh? I tell you, if you were mine, you wouldn't be drudging in a sweatshop. You wouldn't want for anything. You'd be looked after like a queen.
You mean I'd have to go round in them terrible clothes, throwing champagne bottles at ships?
You could throw champagne wherever you wanted. You could shower in it if you fancied.
Oh, you're starting to sound attractive. What a shame I've got to get back to Miss Stapler.
I'll come with you.
I shouldn't. You might get stapled.
Oh, it's a devil when you've got to come out to the pub for a quiet talk.
Well, you should get out more. We've both been sat at one too much this last year. Hey, where'd you fancy sitting? How about snug?
Oh, not with all that smoke. You can cut it with a knife in there.
I don't look as bad as usual. Hey, hang on. Hey, Wilf, where's Florrie Burns? I don't think I've ever been in here without old Florrie sat in the snug.
Haven't you heard? She'd been took ill, real bad.
Oh, whatever's happened?
Thrombosis, apparently.
Oh, no. She would always come into the clinic with bad circulation.
They've took her leg off.
Took her leg off?
Well, but I've heard she's lucky to be alive at all.
Oh, Dr. Redmond were always going on at her about her smoking, but she wouldn't listen.
You reckon this thrombosis is dying of smoking then? I thought it were only your lungs got affected, not your legs.
Oh, it's breathing in all that carbon monoxide, see? That and nicotine together, they encourage blood clotting. And that's not the end of it. There's hundreds of poisonous things in fag smoke.
Come on, Reenie, we don't want to lecture.
Anyway, we're getting up a collection for old Florrie. Thought we'd send her some flowers. It's amazing what her sponsor's been, you know. It shocked everybody.
You ought to build on that. Strike while the iron's hot.
What do you mean?
Well, set up a no-smoking area for them as done a smoke and don't want breathing other folks' poison.
Oh, I don't know. It might put me regulars off.
Oh, you might get a few more regulars as well. I tell you, Wilf, I should come in a lot more often if I didn't have to go home with a sore throat every time.
Well, it's worth a thought. I'll ask around and see what folks think.
Right, Nev. I've finished the dishes. I'm off bed.
Okay.
Are you coming?
In a bit.
Some that wouldn't want asking twice. Jimmy?
What?
I said, the summers wouldn't want asking. Never mind. What are you doing anyway?
Writing letters.
Letters? Oh, can't they wait?
No, they can't wait.
All right. Keep your hair on. Who are you writing to?
Sandal. I'm at the Guardian. Town Council, local MPs, Home Secretary, Prime Minister.
Prime Minister? What are you writing the Prime Minister about?
About all this homelessness. Oh. All this distress. People sleeping rough. Unemployment. Poverty. Repossessions.
Nev, love, I know it's bad, but it's not your problem.
Well, whose problem is it then? Somebody's got to care what happens.
I wished you'd put some of your spare energy into caring what happens about me and your kid. It's all very well being St. George, but you might just be chasing the wrong dragon.
Today's writer was Joyce Holliday. The Colcloughs was devised by Tony Perrin and produced by Mike Hopwood.
The Colcloughs return with another episode tomorrow.